Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Jeremy Scott. Ethnic minorities in Malaysia push back against proposed laws that would curb religious freedom. Then tomorrow, a new course launches for Pakistani ministry leaders about strategic thinking. But first,
according to the Constitution, you are a Muslim.
Todd Nettleton with Voice of the Martyrs, USA, tells the story of the Malay people, whose government grants or restricts religious freedom based on ethnicity. Malays are forbidden to convert from Islam, and officials have recently floated laws that would strengthen the influence of Muslim religious leaders in the political arena.
For those of us who care about religious freedom, obviously that's concerning.
Another proposal involved stringent guidelines for Muslims attending events.
If I'm going to invite Muslims to my gathering, I need government intervention. I need government approval to do that.
The prime minister and cabinet have pivoted away from this law in the face of swift pushback from ethnic minorities.
But I think it shows some of the intention of the government to move in a more Islamic direction.
Nettleton asked for prayer that missionaries would continue to find strategic outreach opportunities in this context.
Pray for gospel workers, whether they be outsiders, whether they be Malaysians. Let's pray for really effective strategies to be able to share Christ, even with the ethnic Malay population.
Read more of this story at missionnews.org. Next, Pakistani Christians know that one wrong step could lead to a charge of blasphemy against Islam. Such accusations result in mob violence, imprisonment, long legal battles, or worse, with little protection. Greg Kelly with Unknown Nations says minority Christian villages become targets.
In one case recently, over 20 churches were burnt down, houses destroyed, people's vehicles and motorcycles torched. Police standing by, allowing it to happen.
Laws against blasphemy exist in parts of every region of the world, including Europe. They put added weight on gospel ministry.
It's a huge challenge for our partners in places like Iran and Mauritania, Afghanistan. Of course, you mentioned Pakistan, because the punishment of blasphemy in those countries I just mentioned is death.
Yet Christ stands with his people in every injustice and saves others through it.
One of the main differences between Islam and Christianity is Jesus said, hey, that world's going to hate you, but be encouraged because they hated me before they hated you. And furthermore, love your enemies. Pray for those who persecute you. That's the Christian message. And that softens the heart. The Holy Spirit uses that to soften the heart of the most radical.
Please pray for gospel advance where blasphemy laws rule. More at missionnews.org. Finally, strategic thinking isn't just about making the best plan to meet future goals. Rather, it is part of the greatest commandment, to love God with all your heart, soul, and mind. Fadi Shiraiha with the MENA Leadership Center explains.
It's not about, you know, expanding my ministry, expanding my church. It's all about glorifying the Lord. And part of the glorification thing is to love him from our hearts, souls, and our minds.
Tomorrow, Christian leaders from different ministries in Pakistan will begin the MLC's strategic thinking course. They will discuss decision-making processes, cognitive bias, and more. But Shiraiha says strategic thinking goes hand-in-hand with faith and dependence on the Lord. That's the heart attitude they want to impart.
And please pray, just take 1 second, pray for people taking those courses that they can take the knowledge, but more than the knowledge, also the attitude of seeking God's discernment and also having decision-making process in their minds while doing this.
Shiraiha sees ministries across the world failing because they aren't thinking strategically. If you're interested in building up Christian leaders in the MENA region, this story is for you. Connect with the MENA Leadership Center in the full report online to learn how to partner with them.
This is what we need to be doing as well as Christians, is looking at how can we function in a way that is God glorifying and also having more of a strategic way of approaching things.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Jeremy Scott.